You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2 from Wired.
Brought to you by Quantic School of Business and Technology. Innovation doesn't happen in pre-recorded lectures. Quantic's Executive MBA uses interactive micro-lessons and personalized feedback every 8 seconds. Paired with a global network of high-achieving professionals, it's the modern MBA you've been waiting for. Visit quantic.edu/wired for more.
America makes deals for more vaccines, the CDC refines mask guidance, and school districts begin reopening. Here's what you should know. President Biden announced on Thursday that his administration has finalized deals to purchase 200 million more vaccine doses from Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna. These doses are expected to be available by the end of July and will bring the U.S. total to 600 million doses. Around 260 million Americans are expected to be considered eligible for a coronavirus vaccine, which means the country will have enough doses to fully vaccinate all of them. The administration is also well on its way to vaccinating 150 million Americans by the 100th day of Biden's presidency. The CDC refines its mask guidance as more transmissible variants continue to spread across the U.S. A new study suggests that the B.1.1.7 mutation, first found in Britain, could be the dominant strain in the U.S. by next month. On Thursday, Illinois and North Carolina became the latest states to report their first cases of B.1.351, the variant first identified in South Africa. A key way to better protect against these more contagious variants was released by the Centers for Disease Control last week. They recommend double protection, a disposable medical mask underneath with a cloth mask on top. This can reduce the likelihood of transmission by up to 95% if both people are wearing them correctly. Fit is paramount. If you feel hot air escaping when you breathe out, you'll want to adjust. And the CDC is releasing new guidance today for schools to safely reopen in person. President Biden has said that reopening schools is a top priority, and CDC Director Rochelle Walensky commented a week ago that vaccinating teachers is not necessarily a prerequisite for reopening. Up to this point, decisions about reopening schools have been piecemeal, with individual districts and even schools left to chart the course for themselves. In some cases, the situation has escalated dramatically, like San Francisco's lawsuit against its own school district and board, while in others, districts take vital steps toward reopening. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.